attention. So I put my hands up, ain't about a bitch. That nigga gave his mess up. Tables turn quick like Leek did the mix. She need a thirst quench, we gon' bring Lil Roy Spritz. Allow me a brief intermission. Water break. Sponsored by Malik Talk.
And we are live. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, better known as Nigga with No Bitches. Ah, wow, it feels good to be back. Welcome back to the podcast extravaganza. This is Malik talking, episode 63. And honestly, bro, we're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy today, y'all. Like, let's get straight into it. Like, I'm not pulling any, not fucking around right now. Actually, you know what? I got time to fuck around. So, I've had the longest, craziest, fun day ever, dude. Like, legitimately, one of the core memories of my lifetime, bro. Like, just really an awesome day all around. And I don't know. It's been a good ass day, dude. You know what I'm saying? You ever just have a good ass day and y'all like, you just like, y'all mind if I have a good day? And that's just how today's been, man. It's just been a real good day. Woke up, it was fucking raining. It was pouring rain last night and I fucking heard it, but I was like, no way. Please don't do this to me. I woke up and I checked the commute to like, to get to Spotify today, and I was like, bruh, this shit's staying a minute. So I was like, okay, I'll get up here in a second. I get up, head on over there, and it's just a great time there, bruh. Shout out Spotify, shout out Joyce, shout out freaking Kevin, man. Freaking, he's a sound god. Shout out my guy Tony, yes, sir. Shout out the homie Tony. And check out the Your Neighbors podcast. That shit's gonna be fire. Hopefully I'm a guest on there at one point. But yeah, just shout out everybody that I linked up and made a connection with at Spotify. You know, it was a good ass time meeting all of y'all. I remember everyone's name. Shout out Tiffany, shout out but yeah, it was a good ass time. I learned a lot just about podcasting in general, because I don't know if y'all don't know this about me, I'm not really like, I'm a podcaster, but I'm not no real podcaster. I'm just a guy that was like, bro, I got a podcast. So it's like, you know, there's just so much shit I didn't know or don't know or didn't even care to look into. I'm just like, bro, I'm just gonna talk on the mic and just go about my day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't like, oh my god, how, what can you do about sound and da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty crazy, like, what's gonna happen going forward, like, knowing everything that I should know about the genre that I'm trying to be a, you know, it's like, if you're gonna be a pro, bro, you should know everything at this point. So I'm trying to be a pro, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a professional podcaster, you know what I'm saying? That sounds cool. But yeah, so I, mind you, had like the greatest day. And my homie Johnny I hang out with, you know, part of Sicko Mode, my Gangerton, he's in California right now. So he was like, yo, bro. He hit me up a couple weeks ago. He was like, yo, bro, you want to go to the Guardians Galaxy premiere? It'll be Thursday the 5th. But yeah, so just, you know, send this nigga $26 for the damn ticket. $26 for the ticket. Bro, $26 just for a ticket. And I get it. It's the Chinese theater, okay? It's Hollywood, okay, yeah. But like, $26 is insane. Just, this isn't even like fucking 3D. Like, I don't even have glasses on my face. I don't even want to know the price with glass. If I had glasses on my face that make the experience kind of worse, like, fuck. It was crazy, man. I really was just like, God damn, $26? But just, I didn't even get a popcorn yet, man. It was, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, $26. So, mind you, I'm saying $26 because that's just like a lot of money to like, just like waste. You know what I'm saying? So, rewind, remember he said Thursday the 5th. Guys, everyone look at your calendar app right now. Open it up. Yep. Okay, you're looking at it. Yeah. Thursday is the 4th, no matter what. You know, may the 4th be with you to everybody. So this man, he texted me that like 2 weeks ago. So I keep referencing this text while thinking back, but I'm not putting two and two together that Thursday is not the 5th because I don't know what day it is ever. I never know what day it is. I just say yes to things. And then people are like, oh my God, I'm like, you didn't come. And I'm like, oh shit, that was yesterday. Oh my God, I thought that was, oh, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah. My fault. That's on me. Like I don't know what day it is. I just live my life to like, I don't even know what I live for the next thing to, because I used to live my life to the next nut. Like, I was like, bro, when's the next time? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm joking, but I'm dead ass so serious. Like, living your life to the next nut is like, that's some shit you should never get into, because like, it's just so crazy. You just end up like, you just end up in a lot of places you ain't supposed to be, man. You're not supposed to be at her house, bro. Take your ass home, bro. You know what I'm saying? And this is a Malik talking tip. If you ever feel like you shouldn't be at a bitch house, man, go ahead, take your ass home, man. It'll save you the heartache later. And bruh, gas too expensive, bruh. Don't go over there, bruh. She on bullshit anyway, bruh. You know what I'm saying, bruh? But anyways, back to what I'm saying. Damn, what was I saying? Anyways, so I'm just trying to let y'all know, like, wasting money is just not in my frame of, you know, whatever. And I don't know what day of the week it is. So I'm driving all the way home from Spotify, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Johnny texted and was like talking about getting food at like 2 o'clock. And I was like, okay, you know, white people, they be texting in advance. So we talking about tomorrow. Like, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll be there at 2, bro. Yeah. And yeah, so I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I'm calling him, and you know, people never pick up the phone when I need them to pick up the phone. When I need someone to pick up the phone, they do not pick up the phone. He did not pick up the phone. And then I call him again. I'm like, yo, bro, like, I just realized what you meant. Like, we're going to see the movie today and not tomorrow. And I've been building my whole week around us seeing a movie on Friday, when Friday the 4th doesn't exist. Or what? Thursday, May 5th does not exist. Does not exist. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, Cinco de Mayo, whatever. So I ended up having to drive all the way back out to Hollywood. And then the motherfucker told me about some parking that was $3. And I parked in the wrong parking garage, and that shit was full price for like $17.99 plus. I don't even know how much it cost. I just said, fuck it here. I don't even got it like that, but I'm just like, bruh, like, the fuck else I'm gonna do? But also, I wish the nigga kicked me out or something, because right across the street is the $3 parking garage that he told me to park at. And I was just like, bruh, that's crazy. Yeah, all today has just been my fault, even the good stuff. So like, you know, always think about that. Like, everything in your life is your fault, even the good stuff. So like, take credit for that as well. but the bad shit, sometimes you just gotta be like, damn, I was bullshitting. And I was bullshitting a little bit today, but it all was good. Got to see a good movie. Got to see my friend, dude. I hadn't seen Johnny since the last time I seen him, but like on the West Coast for the first time, it was pretty awesome. And my phone was dying all day. I need to get a new phone battery or something. My sister said something about her getting her phone battery fixed, and now I need to get mine fixed because mine just be dying. And like, my battery health is at like 90%, but also my apps, I don't know, bro. These new apps and shit, they be draining the battery way crazier. And I sound like an old head, but it's true. But yeah, so that was my whole day. And I'm sorry, I just had to get that shit off my chest, bro. And I never really just be unloading like that on here. So I feel like that was pretty dope. So yeah, just enjoy that. Enjoy that for a moment. But yeah, so let's get to my Guardians of the Galaxy review. This is gonna be spoiler free because, like, I get it, you know, most people don't got time to go to the movies because, like, I never see movies. I never watch movies unless I watch a movie. And if I watch a movie, I'm still liable to fall asleep during this film. So, like, I don't even count me watching that movie. Like, I just, you know, paid like $16 to take a nap. But also rewinding, that movie ticket was $26, so I was not missing this movie. I was not missing this fucking movie, bro. It was not. But fast forwarding back, the movie was amazing, okay? Marvel, the thing about it is, I feel like everyone giving this movie the claim of great, best Marvel movie since Endgame. I just think that's not fair because, like, yeah, this is a different phase, but this is definitely the best movie because this is from that cast of characters we already know and love. And I just feel like Marvel hasn't put out a film with new characters we don't know that we give a fuck about. And I think that's the issue right now. Like, yeah, Black Panther was amazing, but we knew Shuri. We knew, like, all the people from there. You know what I'm saying? And they was missing the Daniel Kaluuya nigga because he was in Nope. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. Marvel just needs to really, they gotta really get us to care about these other people. And I don't think we give a fuck unless it's people we already know, you know? And I think it's for the kids to get into, like, the new characters or something like that from the, you know. But, yeah. So, the movie was amazing simply because I didn't fall asleep. Like, if I'm awake and alert in a movie theater, that means the movie's good. And, it was amazing. It was a good-ass movie. The plot, you know, it built up pretty well. Gave some backstory. Like, it was just a good-ass movie. Good job, James Gunn. A great send-off for him in his Marvel ventures, because y'all know he's going to DC. And his ass talking about doing a crossover with Marvel and DC. That sounds hilarious. Can't wait for that. That's going to break the Twitter timelines all over the world. But yeah, the movie was great. Oh, fuck, I don't know. I am Groot. But yeah, so it was really good to see the movie with Johnny, dude. And I really wanted to pod with him, bro. I wanted him to get on the pod and talk about the movie. But it just wasn't in the stars. My phone was, like, dead as fuck all day. And I got, like, this new setup, like, for on-the-go podcasting. And it requires batteries, bro. And the thing about it is, on the box, it says it comes with batteries. But someone at Amazon just put a sticker on it that says batteries not included. And I'm like, bro, that's crazy. So the company intended for us to get batteries with the product, and it doesn't come with batteries with the product. So you gotta buy the battery. It's really crazy, bro. This whole thing's a scam, bro. Just like you buy a microphone, it doesn't come with a wire. It doesn't come with cables. If you buy a microphone, it is not gonna come with cables. If you are looking to buy a microphone, please look to buy some cables with it. And if this is common knowledge, I'm sorry. I'm just dumb as hell. Like, a lot of stuff that's common knowledge, I don't know, because I'm not going to say I'm misinformed, but I just wanted to let people know that people don't tell me things until it's like, they're like, wow, you don't do this? And I'm like, what? No one told me that. And they're like, damn, that's like the first thing someone told me. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck? But yeah, yeah, guys, so the movie was great. I Am Groot. I don't know, man. Chris Pratt. This nigga's taking over the world right now, if you think about it. Like, Mario like a month ago, and that shit did a billion, then this is gonna do a billion. Like, Chris Pratt might, I don't know, everybody hate that motherfucker, but he making the bank. So maybe getting hated on isn't that bad. So I don't know. But yeah, guys, I don't know, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to get a quick one out to continue my podcast extravaganza. Tomorrow we are back, and this one will be way more yeah, and I hope you guys are enjoying the sounds of the voice. You know, I'm just over here talking to you and shit, and I hope everyone's just having a good day, and I hope everyone's having a good May, because we're gonna keep this thing going. Make sure you rate the podcast 5 stars if you haven't already on that Apple podcast app or on Spotify, man. And you know, we're available where all podcasts are available, except YouTube, because guess what, I'm tackling that beast as we speak. But until the next time, guys, it's your boy Malik Taki, episode 63. Till next time, y'all, peace.